Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, when do you know when it's really over with the narcissist? When do you know when the narcissist is done with you? See, here's the thing about a narcissist. They're never transparent. They never, ever are clear about things. They leave you hanging on. They breadcrumb you. They string you along. A lot of times they don't let you go, or, you know, sometimes they don't even tell you they're unhappy with you. And, you know, they just tread along in the relationship. But how are you really going to know that that relationship is done? Well, I'm going to tell you some red flags to look out for, okay? That your relationship is pretty much done. Okay. Number one, you guys, after you go through that love bombing stage, now all of a sudden, after that, we go through the devaluation stage where the narcissist starts criticizing you, judging you, putting you down. Now the narcissist realizes that, you know what? You weren't going to fulfill what they wanted, and they start seeing things in you that they don't like. And narcissists are, they're nitpickers. So they're always going to find something wrong, all right, that you did or what you said or how you dress. They're very critical people of, you know, their partner. They always have a complaint. Narcissists love to complain about things. Why? Because they have that constant need for control. They want to have the control and feel like, you know, they're in charge. They know better. They're the authority. But how are you really going to know that the narcissist is done with you? Well, number one red flag that you will see is that the narcissist acts disinterested in what you're talking about. In other words, let's say you're talking to the narcissist on the phone. They're not talking much. They're very quiet. Sometimes the conversation is very boring and on the surface. Why? Because the narcissist has checked out. When the narcissist has checked out, they won't even fight with you anymore. One of the biggest red flags that you're dealing with a narcissist is that they're indifferent to you. They could take or leave seeing you. They could take or leave calling you. And they could take or leave the relationship. And this is the main reason why a lot of people have to do a reverse discard, because they feel like the narcissist is, you know, showing them no attention. The narcissist is acting like they don't care. And they feel alone in the relationship. That's why the majority of people do a reverse discard, because the narcissist is, you know, not showing them any attention, not showing them any affection. The narcissist doesn't care anymore, and you feel it, okay? You will feel when the narcissist is done with you that they show you, like, they're laid back about it. They don't care if they see you. They don't care if they call you. They make excuses. They keep their distance. And usually at that point, that narcissist has something else going on. That's why they're not all focused in on you, because their attention is somewhere else. So when you start to see that the narcissist's attention is not there, in other words, when you could be with a narcissist and the two of you could be in the same room, but you're going to feel alone, okay? You're going to feel like the narcissist is there in body, but in mind, they're not there. They may be on their phone the whole time because they're, you know, maybe texting other supply, or they just don't care anymore. They have checked out of the relationship. So a big red flag, you guys, is that they're indifferent. Another big red flag that the narcissist is done with you is that they don't want to have sex with you. They don't want to be intimate with you. And what they'll do is they'll make excuses. Oh, I'm tired from work. Oh, I got to, you know, cut the grass. Oh, I'm busy doing laundry. They will have an excuse for everything to not be intimate with you. And why is that? Because 9 times out of 10, they're intimate with somebody else. And you don't know that. And especially if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they live those secret lives and they could have a whole other life that you don't even know about. But yet, what makes it different with a narcissist is that they mislead you. they tell you one thing and they make you feel like another way. Okay. So they could sit there and say, oh, I really love you. Oh, I really care about you. Oh, yes, we're going to get married. And meanwhile, they may not even want to sleep with you. They're just telling you these things to keep you around. So what are you basically? You're a placeholder till they find something better that they can move on to. But they don't tell you that. Why don't they tell you that? Because they're using you for some kind of supply. Maybe you're a security blanket, or, you know, maybe you're just a placeholder till they find somebody else. But narcissists, you'll know that a narcissist is done with you if basically they keep pulling away. They don't want to be close with you. They really don't want to be around you. Another sign that you'll know that a narcissist is done with you, right before they're done with you, what they do a lot is they fight with you, okay? Narcissists will fight with you as an excuse to go see the other supply. Classic narcissist move, all right? And they'll fight with you over something small, like you left the cap off the soda bottle, or, you know, you left a cup in the sink, or why did you leave that shirt, you know, those socks on the floor? They'll fight over something stupid just to pick a fight so that they can run out and go see their other supply, all right? And what they do is they make you feel guilty, like you did something wrong. This is what narcissists love to do. They love to make you feel like it's all your fault. You did something wrong. You know, they're wonderful to you. But I always say, you'll know when a narcissist is done with you by the fact that they couldn't care less whether you were sitting in the room with them or not, okay? It will be that indifference. It will be that coldness that you feel from them. They may still call you. They may still have conversation with you, but you'll feel like there's a wall up. And if you live with them, you're going to feel like you're a roommate. Like they don't want to be around you. You're living in the same house and they're doing their own thing. So when a narcissist is really done with you, or they have something else on the side that they're busy with, they are going to, you know, they're not going to give you any kind of attention whatsoever. They're not going to care whether they see you, they don't see you. They don't care about anything. Even if you start to fight with the narcissist, you'll know they're done when they don't want to fight back with you. When a narcissist really doesn't care to fight back with you, that's when you know for sure they got somebody, okay? Because at that point, they don't care. They've checked out. They know they have this other person, and they're not even worried about it because they have checked out, all right? Now, keep in mind this. Even though a narcissist could be done with you, all right, and the way the relationship breaks up is either they block you and they're busy with their other supply. And when a narcissist blocks you, it's either because they're busy with another supply and they don't want you calling and interrupting, or, you know, they don't want the other supply to see you calling, or it's because they're trying to punish you, all right? That's one way they'll leave the relationship. They leave you and they'll sometimes they even blame you for something small, like, oh, you didn't ask me before you bought something. And I had a woman who was dealing with a guy that broke up with her like that because she went and bought a car and never told him about it. And I told her, I said, that's an excuse. It wasn't about the car. He was planning on leaving you anyway, but he's using that as an excuse to break up with you. And that's what narcissists do. They make up excuses why to break up with you. Or some of them will say, it's not you, it's me. I need to find myself. Again, you're dealing with a bullshit excuse that they're giving you to get out of the relationship. Now, that's a narcissist that's letting you know what's up, that wants you out. A lot of times when a narcissist, you know, tells you it's over or they block you, they've got somebody already. That when they discard you, they have somebody. A narcissist will never leave a relationship unless there's somebody else there. They'll never leave something and then be alone, because narcissists hate to be alone. They hate the feeling of abandonment, and they always have to be sure that somebody's there. Now, if you are in the other scenario where you do the reverse discard, and you get rid of the narcissist, you know, again, they could be having a whole other life, but they're keeping you around till they can't keep you around, and that's when they usually block you or just end it abruptly and give you some BS excuse just to get you out of the way because they can't have you around because of that new supply. They don't want the new supply to know about you because a lot of times they tell the new supply that they're single. They don't tell the new supply that they were in a relationship. So they lie across the board. They lie to you and they lie to the new supply most of the time. So this is, you know, when you'll pretty much know when a narcissist is done with you or you have to do a reverse discard and get rid of them is when the narcissist is really showing you that they couldn't care less about anything with you. When you talk to them, they look like they're not even listening to you. Why? Because they have checked out. They don't care. They're not even fighting anymore because they don't care because they know they have another supply waiting on the sidelines. And we say, well, when is a narcissist? When do you know when they're really done with you? Understand this. They may be done with you at that point, okay? At that point of breakup, but 9 times out of 10, a narcissist will come back. They love to come back to their exes. Why? Because they know they were able to manipulate you at one point and they may try you again. And also they come back when they're not doing good or they're going through a dry spell. Maybe things aren't going well for them. Maybe they're having a hard time finding other supply, or maybe the new supply that they're with is starting to get old to them or bored. They're getting bored with the new supply, or maybe they're fighting with the new supply. And what are they going to do? They're going to bounce back to you and hoover you at that point. So I always say, when you hear from a narcissist, it's because they need you or they want something out of you and they're not doing well, okay? Even if you had the worst breakup in the world, people say, well, you know, when a narcissist discards you, they'll never come back or something. Yes, they will, and they have, okay? I always tell people, it depends on what's going on in the narcissist's life. It's just like when you ignore the narcissist, is it going to affect them? Not if they have other things going on. If they're busy with other supply, other people, and they're doing well for themselves, they're not going to care if you ignore them. They couldn't care less if you were ignoring them because they're busy with the other supply. But when they're alone and they're not doing good, then you ignoring them, yeah, then it will bother them. Or if they don't have somebody to bounce to, yeah, it will bother them then. So even though a narcissist may be done with you at that point in the relationship right before the breakup, and even if you break up with them, sometimes a narcissist is never done with you and they keep coming back. Now, depending on the narcissist, they could come back in a couple weeks, they can come back in a couple months, and they could come back in a couple years. Again, it depends on what's going on in the narcissist's life. So if you want to end it with them, sometimes you have to be the one to end it, all right? End the nonsense, end the bullshit, end the misleading of you. See, a narcissistic relationship is different from any other kind of normal relationship that breaks up because the narcissist misled you. That's the difference. They pretended to be all in when they really weren't all in. That they always had one leg out the door. Why? Because a narcissist will never surrender themselves and put all their eggs in one basket. They're afraid of getting hurt. So as a survival tactic, they've always got to have other options. Because today or tomorrow, you could cheat on them or hurt them because the narcissist doesn't trust anybody. So they always feel like, you know, you're going to eventually do something to screw them over and that would kill them, all right? That would kill the narcissist. So they always have to have one up on you. This is why they always have a backup plan or somebody else in the wings, all right? So when you're in a relationship and you want to know, you know, is this relationship worth saving? Look at the effort that person is putting in. If they are not matching your effort or they're not trying to, or when you bring it up to them, they don't care. It's going in one ear or out the other. It's time to leave the relationship. That narcissist has checked out, all right? Now, there are cases where a narcissist may not come back, and that could be because of pride, and they know that they can't pull one over on your eyes. They know that they can't fool you. So that may be a case where a narcissist doesn't come back. And another case where a narcissist may not come back is because they're doing well for themselves and they don't need you, all right? So again, it all depends on what's going on in the narcissist's life, you guys. So when a narcissist is done with you, they will show you indifference. They will show you they don't care. They don't even want to fight anymore because you're not even worth their energy to fight. They're there in body only. They show you no affection. They're cold. They're indifferent. You know, they say one thing that they're in the relationship, but they're really not. And you feel that distance. And you feel like when you're in a room with them, their mind is elsewhere. Like a lot of times they're not even listening when you're talking, or they're not even, you know, they're not even making an effort to do anything with you anymore. They don't care whether they're with you, they're not with you. And all of this indifference is because the narcissist is done with you, but hasn't let you go and is not letting you go till they know that they have that other supply ready on the side, okay? The minute that they have that other supply ready to go, to bounce right into a thing with the new supply, is when that narcissist will block you or fight with you and end it. Or, you know, sometimes they won't end it and they'll just be more distant and not see you as much, and they'll be at the new supplies house and be making excuses why they can't see you. So always go by how somebody treats you, all right? You'll know whether somebody's in it if they make the effort. You'll know by the conversation that they have with you. You'll see whether they look like they could take or leave you, take or leave the relationship. And if they're not sleeping with you and they're making excuses, then guess what? They're there for another reason, okay? They're there for another reason, which is usually money. They're there because you have some kind of financial thing that they want to live, they want to take advantage of. Maybe they're there because you have a house and they like coming to your house. Maybe they're there because they want to borrow money from you. Maybe they're there because they're in hopes of you starting a business with them. So when they don't want to sleep with you, it's usually because they're there for a supply of money, all right? So in any event, you guys, you got to pick up on the nonverbal, subtle red flags, because a narcissist won't tell you the truth. Never expect to get the truth out of a narcissist. They won't do it. They can't do it, because to tell you means they would lose you as the backup, all right? And they're using you as a backup. So if they're not, you know, if they don't seem like they're into you, if they don't seem interested in what you have to say, if they don't seem interested in seeing you, they could take it or leave it or any of that. That's your answer right there. That person has checked out. They're not all into the relationship. They are pretty much done, but they haven't let you go because, you know, they're waiting for the right time, all right? They're waiting for the right time. And when they are done, they will block you, or they will tell you, you know, you're this and that. They will destroy you and put you down and criticize you and then, you know, start a fight with you, and then they'll end it if it goes the other way, okay? At that point, they don't care because they know they have that other supply on the side, all right? So when a narcissist doesn't care, it's because they have somebody else. Period, dot, end of story, okay? Trust me when I tell you, I've seen it time and time again. I've lived enough life and I've seen a lot of how this rolls out with a lot of different people, including myself. And, you know, go by, you know, the amount, you know, if they keep giving you excuses, there's a reason, all right? Because when somebody really likes you, they want to be around you. When somebody really likes you, they will make an effort to see you, okay? They're not going to tell you every weekend that they're working when they're really not. That is somebody who has checked out. So when a narcissist is really, really done with you, they could ghost you too. They could ghost you. And then, you know, what happens a lot of times too is they come back. So a lot of times they're never really done. They bounce back and forth. But when your relationship has hit that point of, you know, you feel like you're alone in the relationship, that's when you know pretty much the narcissist is done with you and they're looking elsewhere or they have somebody already. So I hope that helps you guys. I'm losing my voice because I've been going all morning. I'm traveling and everything. So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.